Hi, I'm Edward Thiel, a software engineer on the Office 365 People System team. In this video, I will talk about the People API and some of the new features we've added recently. It is currently available for preview in the beta namespace through both Outlook and the Microsoft Graph. This presentation is intended for developers who want to utilize people information within Office 365 for scenarios such as autocomplete, people search, people disambiguation, friend-to-friend discovery scenarios, and any other people-centric scenario you might have. In this presentation, I'll give a quick overview of the API and walk through a quick demo highlighting how to get started. The People API is a REST endpoint accessible via the Microsoft Graph that provides access to people data stored in Office 365. The goal of this API is to enable developers to have a single endpoint that provides a rich view of people data accessible via both browse and search access patterns. The People API constructs its list of known people by analyzing and aggregating data from Active Directory, contacts, and communication signals known to Office 365. Utilizing this data, the People API provides support for relevance-ranked people search, including support for fuzzy matching and topic disambiguation. Results from either the browse or search scenario are returned as a list of person objects with data filled in from all sources we know about. Related People is a new feature that's been added to the People API that enables the discovery of people that are relevant to a given person within a user's organization. This is enabled by analyzing public Active Directory information, such as group membership, and combining it with signals that power our relevance-ranked people search in order to compute a list of relevant people. One powerful use case of this scenario is provide context when a user receives an email from someone who they don't know, but happens to be a colleague of someone who the user works with frequently, but whose connection might not be difficult to find via traditional org chart. Let's jump into a quick demo to show you how to get started. To follow along, you'll need an MVC project configured to authenticate via OAuth to the Microsoft Graph, and OData v4 client code generator added and installed. Let's get started. First thing we're going to do is add a new OData client endpoint, and we'll call this Graph. Then we'll configure it to grab the metadata from the Microsoft Graph and alter the namespace slightly. Then we'll add a controller that will call the API and call this people. First, let's pull in a set of usings. And then we'll add some helper functions to the class to get started. This helper function is responsible for setting up the service, as well as getting the authentication token, pointing it to the beta namespace, and ensuring that the header includes the bearer token on each call. First, let's add the index action, and then the details action. You'll see both of these actions simply trigger GET requests to the Graph endpoint. This endpoint returns a list of people, which is ranked by relevance by default, and this action returns a single person accessed via user ID. Now let's go through and add a view so our users can see this. First, we'll create the index app. You'll see this is just a simple view that displays a table of users with their display name, as well as a link to the details. Then we'll add the details view. This one just provides more detailed information about a given user. Okay, now we have a simple application that displays a list of relevant users, as well as provides the ability to view more details about those users. Now let's go through and add search and relevant people actions. First, let's search. This takes in two strings. One is a search string for the username, and the other is a topic string to help provide more information about the ranking order. Then we will add the related people action, which takes in the ID of the user that you want the related people from and accesses it via the user namespace. Notice that both of them reuse the index view, so you don't have to recreate that. Though we do have to add some calls to this so our new actions can be accessed by the user. First, we'll provide a link to the related people. And then we will add a form for the user to enter their search data with. Notice that this form simply calls our new search action and provides the search text and topic text via a get method. Let's give this a try. All right, first we're going to sign in and then access the people page. This page will bring out my relevance rank list of people for me. Turns out my manager is the top ranked person in this list. Now let's try a search. Let's look for Mark. The first result that comes up is the Mark that I was looking for, but notice that I misspelled the name in the search query. But the results come back anyway because fuzzy matching was enabled. This is especially useful if you've heard someone say their name but haven't seen it written down before. Now let's try a topic search. Let's say I'm interested in talking about a code review. And I start typing M. The first three results on this list are developers on my team who I talk about code reviews with frequently. Let's see what absolutely changes to planning. The results list changes based upon the topic being searched for, and we can check to see why. The first result is a program manager on my team, who I'm far more likely to talk to about planning. Project managers are very likely to work closely with people on other teams, so org charts are not always the best way of finding out who they're related to. Let's look at her related people. Notice the third result on this. This person is several manager hops away and would be very difficult to find via an org chart, but relevant people is able to make the connection. This wraps up the demo portion. You can find more information about the People API on dev.office.com, and you can find docs and samples on graph.microsoft.io. Thank you for watching.